October 27, 1947. This is George A. Palmer interviewing Mrs. Theresa P. Farley, one of the employees at Vanderbilt Mansion, who transferred from the Vanderbilt estate over to the government employment. Mrs. Farley, when you first came to Vanderbilt Mansion in 1926 or 1927, what were your first duties?
I came as cleaning house here when they first opened the house.
How long did you work at the house cleaning, Mrs. Farley?
For about 3 weeks.
Then did you come on permanently?
I came on permanently as third chambermaid.
As third chambermaid?
Yeah, I took that job because I could go home around 2 o'clock.
What were your duties as third chambermaid in the mansion?
Well, I took care of all the downstairs floor, the men's room, and the housekeeper's room, and upstairs the lavatory for the maids, and the big stairs coming on downstairs from the top floor down. We had 72 steps, and that had to be done every day. That's all I did.
We're standing now in the first room just inside the basement entrance. Would you mind describing that room to us as you remember it when you first came here to work, Mrs. Farley?
Well, the room is just the same as it is now, except this is the office now. We had a great big dining room table in the center of the floor and about maybe 20 or 25 chairs in here, two rockers and a straight chair by the fireplace, and a serving table up between the end of the room. That's all, except that we have pictures on the wall, fruit pictures onto it. And in one corner is the help's cloakroom. The other corner was the pantry.
The cloakroom is the room that I now use for my maps and plans, and the pantry is the room that is now the lavatory.
That's right.
Where did the china closet that stands at the north end of the present room come from, Mrs. Farley?
Came out of the help's pantry, the dining room pantry. Mrs. Cooper had it removed when she made it into a lavatory.
Did the fireplace ever work in
no.
this room?
No, it never did work.
What was the color of the wall, Mrs. Farley?
Green. The walls were all green with the white ceiling, white drop ceiling.
What was the trim on the room, Mrs. Farley?
Varnish.
Where did you keep the chairs in the room between meals, Mrs. Farley?
Right up against the wall.
Was there any other furniture in the room that you think of that we haven't mentioned during these few minutes of conversation?
Yes, we had a very nice big troller on the west end corner by the fireplace that the girls played after lunch. They had an hour for their lunch, and after their lunch, they'd sit here and or dance or listen to the music until 1 o'clock.
In the evening, did you use this room at all for any kind of recreation?
Yes, it was the main room for the help, for their recreation. We always came down here at nights until it was time to go to bed, or otherwise unless they wanted to go out. But we played cards or danced, had the Victrola going. That's the only place we had to go.
Did you live in the house regularly, Mrs. Farley?
No, I didn't. The only time I stayed into the house is that I filled in for any of the chambermaids that would leave. Then I would take the place of the first chambermaid until they would get one, or I would fill in for the second chambermaid, or I would fill in for the parlor maid. Wherever there was a vacancy and they needed me, I was always ready to fill in for them.
And get applications.
This is October 27, 1947. George A. Palmer interviewing Mrs. Theresa P. Farley, one of our employees. Mrs. Farley, we're now standing out in the hallway of the basement of Vanderbilt Mansion, opposite the first bedroom on the right as you come in through the door. Who normally occupied this room?
That was supposed to be the chef's room. And we put anybody in that came that had company to fill in them. Say they had butlers or valets. Well, we put them in there.
Was there ever a man chef after you came here to work, Mrs. Farley?
No, never. There were always women chefs.
What furniture was there in this bedroom?
Just ordinary plain iron beds and two bureaus, two iron beds, two bureaus and washstands, and two night tables.
Were there any desks on which the visiting men help could write?
Just ordinary tables, square tables, and we put a blot around there and their inkwell and a pen holder, that's all. And all bedrooms was furnished alike.
What was the color of the wall in that particular room?
Green, but the white drop ceilings. All rooms are alike.
Just outside the door of this bedroom, Mrs.
Women's chefs.
What furniture was there in this bedroom?
Just ordinary plain iron beds and two bureaus, two iron beds, two bureaus and washstands, and two night tables.
Were there any desks on which the visiting men help could write?
Just ordinary tables, square tables, and we put a blot around there and their inkwell and a pen holder, that's all. And all bedrooms was furnished alike.
What was the color of the wall in that particular room?
Green, but the white drop ceilings. All rooms are alike.
Just outside the door of this bedroom, Mrs. Farley, is a small closet about 5 feet wide and 6 or 8 feet high. For what did you use that?
We used it for the vases.
And alongside it is a rather small room that looks to have been used as a closet. What was it?
That was our soap closet, and for all our working stuff put in there.
Going on down the hall, we have a somewhat larger room. What did you use it for?
That's the trunk room.
And next to it?
The pressing room.
And then just beyond that is another bedroom, or looks to have been a bedroom, with a partition in. Can you tell us who used that room?
Well, I can only tell since I was here, my husband, that was his bedroom. And the room that has the partition through it was another storeroom.
And then beyond that, there are two more bedrooms out to the south end of the hallway. Who used the other two bedrooms?
Well, Edward, the butler, had one, and the second man, Alfred Martin, used the other one.
What was Edward's last name?
Edward Nielsen.
And I gather from what you said about the first bedroom that these two were furnished exactly like the others.
Yes, sir. Every one of them was alike.
Over on the other side of the hallway, there is one additional bedroom. Would you tell us who used that one?
The third man, what was his name? Henry Ballard.
Are there any other comments that you wish to make concerning the bedrooms in particular on this lower floor, Mrs. Farley?
Well, that one that I said was my husband's room was supposed to be for housemen, both night and day housemen. They're all supposed to use it.
Did either of them ever stay here regularly?
No, they didn't stay here. It was just a room for to change. That's all.
Next interview, Mrs. Farley will go into some of the service rooms of the house, such as the laundry, the kitchen, the pantries. That's all for today.